Hey everyone, before this podcast begins, we want to tell you about some other arts-related podcasts you're going to love. They are The Conduit Music Podcast, Artsville, Gringo and the Man, Art World Horror Stories, and Not Real Art. On these action-packed podcasts, you'll hear experts talk about creativity, design, the music biz, the art world, visual art, American craft, Chicano art, street art, graffiti, and even stand-up comedy. So be sure to find and follow these great arts podcasts today. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hello, this is Siri, and you're listening to my favorite podcast, Not Real Art. I live for this shit because it's totally lit.
Not Real Art, the podcast.
With your host, Man One, and
the host that shall remain nameless. You know, I think my name's just going to be a symbol.
A symbol?
Yeah.
The host.
I bet no one's ever done that, just to have a name as a symbol.
Yeah, it sounds like it's never been done before.
Yeah.
Formerly known as.
I know, I miss him.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him at concert?
Never saw Prince. Prince, R.I.P.
Yeah, I got to see him twice, I think.
My mom didn't let me see him. Didn't let me go see him. Purple Rain, the tour. I was in, I think it was eighth grade.
Okay. And yeah, so that makes sense.
Okay. I wanted to go see Purple Rain tour.
Yeah.
At the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom didn't let me go. Nope.
Yeah. No. She just wasn't appropriate for a young man.
It was not.
Yeah.
So I've always, that's the one lament I have is never have seen Prince in concert. That's horrible.
I was lucky enough to see him in older as an adult. I saw him twice, and, I saw him the first time in Chicago at the Aragon Ballroom, and the Aragon Ballroom was built, you know, turn of the century as a ballroom. Like, you mm-hmm. know, when, you know, people went dancing, you know, in a ballroom yeah. kind of situation, you know. Al Capone era, you know.
Right.
And so the ballroom is very ornate and gorgeous, and there's no seating. It's, you know, it's general admission, right? And I don't know what the total attendance is, probably 5,000, maybe, yeah. you know, so it's pretty small, maybe more, but small, you know.
Right.
And so we got there, we got fairly close to the stage, which was pretty amazing. And the lights were completely off, right? You could kind of see the stage in the darkness, right? Mm-hmm. You could see the instruments and stuff. And the show was supposed to start, and the lights just stayed off.
Yeah.
You know? And you see this sort of figure walk out onto the stage
yeah.
and pick up a guitar, put the guitar on, and start playing.
Right.
Well, of course, it's Prince. And he's literally playing in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Ripping it up.
Right.
Shredding.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's playing and it's still dark. Okay. Then the drummer walks out
mm-hmm.
in the dark, gets behind the trap set, starts playing, just him and Prince in the dark, yeah. drums and guitar.
Yeah.
A couple minutes later, the bass player comes out. A couple yeah. minutes after that, you know, another instrumentalist comes out, keyboardist.
Right.
A couple minutes after that, the next guy comes out. Like 10, 15 minutes later, in the dark,
yeah.
the whole band.
Right.
is now playing,
right.
jamming, and then the lights come up.
Oh, man.
And they are just in full swing. And yeah. it was one of the more remarkable,
sure,
cool things to see. And that was Chaka Khan was playing with him that night, sang with him that night. Wow. Larry Graham played with him that night.
Damn.
Yeah, it was really special.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks that I was never able to enjoy that in person.
Well, but I had great pleasure rubbing it in.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are many acts that you have seen that I have not. What was your favorite concert?
My favorite concert was Public Enemy concert.
Oof.
It was the first big hip-hop concert I went to. I don't know what
Where'd they play?
They played at the Greek.
Nice. What year?
This is like, trying to think if it was like 91 or 90, something like that. Mm-hmm. It was when Ice Cube dropped America's Most Wanted. So whatever year that was, yeah. I don't know if it was 92 or fuck, I can't remember. It was in those early 90s. I have to look it up. But the reason I know that is because, obviously Public Enemy was the, you know, the main act, but they opened up, the opening acts were the Afros, which I used to love the Afros. It was, Queen Latifah, Kid and Play. And,
Kid and Play. That's awesome.
They were opening up for Public Enemy. But what was awesome was when, Public Enemy was performing, they kind of were in their set and then they took a break kind of and brought up Ice Cube on stage.
Oh.
And
dude.
People went fucking nuts. Are you kidding me? It was like this is post NWA.
Right.
Right before he dropped, you know, America's Most Wanted, or he had just dropped it, I guess. And he comes on stage, you know, with Public Enemy playing backup for him, basically, and did like two or three songs. People went fucking nuts. It was one of the best shows I've ever been to, just period. But that was so memorable in my head because I was such a huge, still am, huge sure. Public Enemy fan. And to see all those acts
right.
And then to just have it culminate in such a way, it was dope. It was one of the best concerts.
Dude, we should get Chuck D on the show.
I would love to finally meet Chuck D, you know? Well, actually,
I've
met
him. One degree of separation.
I have met him, but, you know, I would love to actually sit down and talk to him, you know? We were in a movie together, believe it or not. Did a movie called Burn Hollywood Burn, and he was the lead role with Coolio.
Coolio, nice.
It was a horrible movie.
Straight to DVD?
Yeah.
Or VHS, probably, in that case?
No, I don't know. Well, it was on the big screen because we had the...
Premiere?
The red carpet premiere. I walked the red carpet.
Look at you.
You know, I had artwork in the movie. And thanks to ICU Art, they kind of put it all together. Stash Maleski, shout out to Stash.
What up?
And, you know, we were featured in this movie through our art. And, you know, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But so I got to see and meet Chuck D in the lobby and shake his hand and take a picture maybe or something. But anyways, yeah, I would love to, you know, to talk to him just because I follow him on Twitter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't always understand what the fuck he's talking about. You know? And it's because that motherfucker's so smart.
Right.
He's so smart. He knows so much about so many different things in culture and in history. And that's why I love Public Enemy, by the way, because I would listen to the album like over and over and over and over again and dissect the lyrics and go and read up on, you know, who the fuck is Huey Newton? You know, who the fuck, you know, what do you mean Elvis was racist? What the fuck are they talking about? So I learned so much from his albums.
Right.
And so that's why I love his Twitter, because it's like he's still dropping knowledge, man. You know, still dropping knowledge. He just had an art show, by the way.
Where?
His first solo show, not real art. He just had his first solo show in Pasadena at...
did we not go to
that? I hope I didn't get it wrong, but I think it's like 36... Oh, man, I'm going to get this wrong. I got to find out the name of the gallery. It was like 36 South or something like that. It's a small gallery, I guess, in Pasadena. And he had his first art exhibition with paintings and drawings and stuff. I was out of town.
Is it still hanging? It's still hanging,
right? No, I think it's already over. Oh, but shit. But yeah, I had friends who were at the opening and got.
Tell you what, man, being married with kids is slowing me down. I really got to get that divorce. I could start going to these shows.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, but you know, it just goes to show, you know, like, you know, he actually was I think it was a graphic design major.
He was in college,
you know. So this dude is like, you know, just so knowledgeable in so many fields, and then, you know, he's an artist, a true artist,
right?
Fucking Renaissance artist, you know. So fucking shout out Chuck D, Public Enemy.
So I have a fun idea for us, like a new segment for the show.
Okay.
The working title is Instagram Roulette.
Oh no.
So pull out your phone.
Hold on. Okay.
So go to your Instagram feed.
Yeah. All right.
And we're going to do coverage. We're literally going to just talk shit about our Instagram feeds.
Talk shit about them?
Well, you know, what do you see? What's happening in the world right now?
Does it matter? Just
whatever catches your eye. Like, whatever you want to, like, talk about. I mean, I got my, you know, I hit gold the first time.
First post. Oh, really? Okay.
Our boy Marka.
Yeah?
Marka 27.
Yeah, shout out Marka 27.
He's killing it over at Microsoft.
Oh, right.
And doing this collection, mural, sculpture, installation, Fluidity, officially unveiled today at the Nerd Microsoft headquarters in Boston, I'm guessing, New England.
Nice.
So, looks great. Looks beautiful. Huge. It's like, it's a whole room, multiple surfaces, multiple walls. Shout out to Marka. Great job, man.
His IG's at Marka.
Yeah, so at Marka _27.
Yeah, MARKA _27.
Way to go, brother. Good job.
Word up. Well, I opened it up. First image on mine is Gajin Fujita. Gajin, for those who may or may not know, is an old school graffiti writer from LA who is now famous. I mean, just superb artist here in Los Angeles, represented by Ali Louver Gallery. And he's just taking art, contemporary art, graffiti art, whatever you want to call it, to a whole new level. And he's actually just has a throwback Thursday pick, Pacific Ghost from 2014. And if you've ever seen his work, you know, Gajin does these, like, Japanese-inspired paintings over, like, layers of graffiti and gold leaf. And his stuff is so good because...
it's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, but also the fucking technique he uses, it's all spray paint and markers. So it's very much in the graffiti culture,
mm-hmm.
but he does it in such a refined way. Using stencils, using freehand, whatever. The dude is just sick. And, you know, just, yeah. So this has just popped up. So shout out Gajin.
Right on.
GajinFujita.LA is his IG. Definitely check him out if you don't know about him. You should.
Right on. Yeah, so next on my feed here is our boy Kodak.
Oh, yeah, Kodak.
Kodak _ Smith. Yeah, so he recently commissioned local jewelry maker Dylan Rose to create a couple pieces for him. And looks pretty badass. It's kind of hard to describe, but
look at the IG.
Yeah, feed. Go follow him, people. Kodak Smith, that's Kodak. Kodak _ Smith. Shout out to Kodak. He's been doing a ton of tattoo work.
Yeah, yeah.
A ton of tattooing.
Yeah, Kodak's dope.
Super smart.
So I'm looking here at IG, and there's a piece by Kook. If you guys heard of Kook, K-O-O-K,
mm-hmm.
He's a funny dude, man. I got to chill with him at his studio a little bit last year, and dude's a kook, man. I mean,
the name fits.
The name fits. The dude is like, you know, I love him. The dude is great. If you've seen his street art around L.A., he does his name K-O-O-K. Cutouts, yep. Metal cutouts that he puts up all over the place on telephone poles mostly and things like that. But what I didn't know until I visited his studio is all the letter forms that he uses, they're all cut out metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're from actual signs. So he goes around the fucking city and fucking steals signs,
yeah.
Or fucking, you know, gets them at garage sales or does whatever. And he literally has fucking stacks of mostly vintage type of lettering,
right?
On mostly aluminum type of signs, and then he fucking sits there and cuts them one by one. He doesn't paint them. He doesn't add. He just sits there and cuts it.
Now see, this show is not real art.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's real art. So I don't know that we should be talking about this on this show, because that motherfucker is a real artist. Because to the extent that art is made as much in the process as it is in the resolution or the final execution or whatever the case is, yeah. Like his project, like the fact he's stealing signs and cutting the letters out of the stolen signs, to me, that's the mark of a real artist.
You know, but, you know, anyways, he's awesome. So check him out at K-O-O-K underscore street at Kook Street is his IG. And shout out to Kook, wherever you are. It looks like he's in New York right now. So he's killing New York now.
Right on. Well, we're about out of time, but one last one here. I have to mention. So, you know, because what he's doing right now is so interesting on so many levels, but Revoke.
Yeah.
Right. So I think the last time, now I've never personally met Revoke, although he was painting at Meeting of Styles.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we produced the event.
Yeah.
And
he was painting and fighting, too.
Painting and fighting. That's right. Because he got into it with Saber, right?
No. It was not him and Saber. No, it was him and someone else.
Right.
Keep it at that.
Okay. But... So anyway.
Shout out to Revoke.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, obviously he's been, you know, in the headlines a lot lately with that bullshit H&M, you know, trying to steal right. shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just really appreciate him as an artist, because, you know, here's a guy who got his cred and his rep,
yeah,
doing, you know, a very specific, you know, had a very specific point of view and a very specific aesthetic and a very specific kind of concept behind his art, whatever. And, you know, he, you know, did his time, whatever, comes out, you know, totally reinvents himself.
Yeah.
And took flack for it.
Oh, yeah, you know, took
a lot of shit for it, and he knew better, and he stuck with it and lived by his convictions. And what I'm seeing now out of that process of him just thinking and reworking and working and working and working, and I just really appreciate the reinvention
of
his art and what he's doing.
Yeah, props to Revoke.
Yeah, man. So,
and his Instagram is,
let's do that. Oh, sorry, man. Sorry.
People need to see
it's getting shirt. Late over here. It's underscore revoke underscore
R-E-V-O-K.
So, yeah. R-E-V-O-K underscore R-E-V-O-K underscore.
Yeah. Right. Shout out.
Hey, Jason. Out to Revoke. Way to go, man. All right, my friend.
Cool.
Always a pleasure.
Out of time.
Late.
Peace. We'll be right back.